Against Great Expectations, the series has a concert coming up called Epic Finales, and Jason Sieber, who is a conductor, joins me right now to introduce the concert. What's going on, Jason?
Well, Wednesday night, we are having a wonderful concert to kick off the Kentucky Music Educators Association convention. It'll be hosted by the Kentucky Center as part of the KMEA kickoff for their whole three-day celebration. It's a wonderful concert featuring Natalie Dungy, the Gene's Great Expectations artist that'll be joining us. She's a great trumpet player, 14-year-old trumpet player from Washington State. And she'll be here to play the Carnival of Venice with the Louisville Orchestra. But another really special part of this concert is the fact that it is a side-by-side concert with the Louisville Orchestra and the Louisville Youth Orchestra. Mm-hmm. So we have, at one point, 126 people on stage to play the last two pieces on the program. It's going to be a really wonderful concert.
And let's welcome Natalie to the microphone now. Natalie Dungy, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. So, a trumpeter, you've been on the program that we have on our on the Classical 90.5 from the top, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago was that?
That was in 2010, so 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you've also had some YouTube videos, and what has helped you get to become a guest artist with the Gene's Great Expectations series?
Well, I was recognized when I went to the Great American Brass Band Festival and played several solos with many groups that went there.
Mm-hmm. I know it's not totally unusual to have a young female trumpet player, because I've seen many of them, but you've seemed to jump to prominence pretty quickly. Carnival of Venice is a difficult piece. Now, does that involve circular breathing at all? I know some trumpeters have the ability to do circular breathing, and I think maybe Wynton Marsalis does it in his performance of Carnival of Venice. But is that something that you are going to tackle if you haven't done so yet?
No, I haven't done any circular breathing yet.
Well, it might be for the best. I hear it's bad for the brain to do that. But it is a difficult piece, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult.
Since it's a series of variations on a simple theme, but the variations can get pretty wild, can't they?
Yeah, the first section is really slow and nice, and then the first variation then is just slurring all the, basically the theme with a bunch of added notes, and then the second variation gets really complicated with the theme, and then the third variation is triple tonguing, and
That is something that trumpeters have to know, right? I mean, it's a technique where you're pressing your tongue against the mouthpiece, but rapidly, right? For the person that doesn't play trumpet,
kind of.
How would you describe it?
Single tonguing would be ta ta ta, and then double tonguing is ta ka ta, ta ta ka. Tucka, tucka, and then their triple tonguing is tataka, 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 ta.
That's when you have a million and one fast notes like she does in that last variation.
Mm-hmm. So does each variation get a little more difficult until the end?
Kind of. It usually speeds up and then ends.
Well, how long do you have to live with a piece of music before you feel comfortable performing it in front of people?
It depends on how much I've practiced it, but 3 months if I solidly work on it.
It's not a terribly long piece, is it, Jason? It's about maybe 8 to 10?
Actually, shorter than that. It's only about 4.5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But it's 4.5 minutes of fireworks, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of notes in those 4.5 minutes.
Now, as the conductor, Jason, how do you prepare your group to play with an artist that comes in, you know, kind of right before the performance?
Right. Well, actually, Natalie is playing just with the Louisville Orchestra.
Okay.
And it's a piece that, you know, is obviously in their repertoire, and they've probably done it many times. You know, Carnival of Venice, there's a version for clarinet, there's a version for baritone, but I'm sure Natalie would agree that the trumpet version is definitely the best version, probably, right, Natalie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, it seems to be the one that springs to my mind whenever when I think of the work.
Exactly.
Natalie, do you have a way of learning to perform a piece? Do you convey the music, say, okay, well, this piece of music, this part reminds me of a bird flying, or is there anything that you do, any mental tricks to help you in an interpretation of a piece?
Kind of. I just imagine someone like dancing, like, and all the notes are them like dancing slow or fast or like really jumpy or really like smooth.
When you get a little bit older, how old are you now, Natalie?
I'm 14.
14. Boy, they grow up so quickly.
Yeah.
These days, you look a lot older to me. But have you decided what you want to do when you get to a career, full time career?
I might want to play in an orchestra full time. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, orchestras. I'm sorry. Orchestras need good trumpet players like Natalie, so that'd be good.
Yeah, it would be a good gig.
Yeah.
As opposed to the artist who's trying to get solo gigs and going around traveling all the time to get a good spot. That would be nice. Well, the concert is coming up at Whitney Hall. Have you been to the hall yet, Natalie?
Not yet.
It's pretty big.
She'll love it.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful hall.
Jason, have you been in the hall recently? I know over the past few years they've worked on the acoustics.
Yes, I was just actually there the other night for the Louisville Orchestra concert. It was a wonderful concert, and it really does have great acoustics, and I think it's a aesthetically pleasing place to have a concert too. It's beautiful, and with the repertoire that we're doing for this concert, I think it'll be especially good. As you mentioned, the program is called Epic Finales, so we're doing all last movements of major symphonic works, which are usually the most exciting and bombastic and fun movements to play. So we're doing the Infernal Dance, Berceuse and Finale from Firebird Suite by Igor Stravinsky. And obviously that's a brilliant score. We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of The Rite of Spring this year. So Firebird was written very shortly before that. Brilliant score. And then, of course, Natalie's doing Carnival of Venice with the Louisville Orchestra. And then the two side-by-side pieces that we're doing with everyone on stage, LO and LYO, are the last movement of Sibelius Symphony No. 2, which is an epic work, really, really beautiful work, and the last movement of Shostakovich 5. So it's really going to be a great program.
Yeah, and those really require large forces, don't they? Those
yeah, they sure
symphonies.
Do. Yeah.
How is the... What are you conducting? Are you conducting the whole...
I'm conducting the whole program,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's it's a ticketless event, or at least the tickets don't
That's
have
correct.
A fee.
You do not need a ticket. You just show up Wednesday, 6:30 at the Kentucky Center, and we hope to pack the house because I really think it's going to be a real wonderful collaboration, not only with a great young artist, but, you know, of course, the youth orchestra. This is a big experience for those kids to be able to sit right by their teachers and their mentors and learn a lot from them, not only in the performance, but in the rehearsal process as well. Mm-hmm. So,
and Natalie, you'll be visiting some schools this week as well?
Yes, I've already visited one school, and tomorrow I'll be visiting two schools, and then on Wednesday I will be visiting one.
What grades did you talk to? Or
Middle school. Mm-hmm. So,
what was the reaction?
They seemed excited about me being there, I hope.
and have you done something like that before?
Yes, I have.
What are your thoughts on that? Do you enjoy that?
Sometimes it's a little weird because they're my age, like around my age. So.
Some might be a little taller than you.
Yeah.
They're probably in awe of her, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would think that might be a bit of an inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When did you start playing the trumpet?
When I was 7.
Okay. So anyone that starts when they're 14, you might have a little bit of a head start. But still, that's 7 years to where you got today. That's excellent. Again, that's the Gene's Great Expectations Epic Finales coming up Wednesday, February 6th at 6:30 p.m. You can get more information on the program at 584-7777 at Kentucky Center, kycenter.org as well. Jason?
Well, you know, we didn't get to have this concert last year, of course, and it's such a great thing that it's back. We've done this for several years, and there's a lot of important people working behind the scenes to make sure that it can happen. And so we really want to thank KMEA and the Kentucky Center, and Jupiter Trumpets is one of the sponsors for this event. So we really want to thank all of our amazing sponsors because this is such an important experience for our youth orchestra kids especially. And the Gene's Foundation. And to be able to play in front of all their mentors, you know, everyone, all the music teachers in the state are there, all the Allstate kids are there. So it's a really neat experience for our kids, and I'm just so glad that all these people came together to make sure it happened again.
Yeah, it's a great thing happening this week right here in Louisville. Jason Sieber, thank you very much, and Natalie Dungji, thank you. And
thank you, Alan.
Following your career with interest.
Thanks, Alan.